Since 2019, we've been covering the Batman films of the 90s, including Batman Forever and the hated Batman and Robin.
And it looks like our coverage caught the attention of a true academic. We made it into a book, everybody. And Ben's here with the review.
Neon Knight Forever is written by Professor Thomas Zagluski, apologies if I mispronounced it, which studies the critical fan reception of both Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. These movies are often the internet's punching bag, but Thomas dedicates the book to exploring the reasons behind this and why there's been a newfound appreciation for them recently. As I've often stated on the podcast, fans tend to conflate the dark Batman as good and a light Batman as bad, and yet that's not always true. This book breaks down the characteristics that make Batman Batman and how they're a lot more specific than just a dark tone. Batman's traumatic backstory, along with his intelligence and heroism, are still a part of the Schumacher films. Thomas does a great job breaking this down, as well as exploring how the critiques of the Schumacher films weirdly just got reduced to pointing out Batman's rubber nipples. Of course, like Andrew said, superhero stuff you should know is mentioned a few times in the book, including our coverage of the Kenner toys and how they didn't match the costumes that are in the movie, as well as our own argument back in 2019 that the characterization of Schumacher's Batman is actually closer to the traditional comics in certain respects than Burton's. There's also a good section devoted to the Release the Schumacher Cut movement and how the overall fan reception has softened towards the movies after Schumacher's death in 2020. If there's any critiques I have on the book, I wish it was longer, and I wish we were in more of it. But if you're a fan of these movies and come to our channel for the Batman Forever and Batman and Robin coverage, this is a great book to add to your collection, and we're honored that Superhero Stuff You Should Know is a part of it. Big thanks to our research assistant Dan for gathering the visuals for this.
And you can join our $5 Patreon tier, where we cover topics and deeper dives that don't make it into the main show episodes, like our coverage of the Batman Returns comic adaptation.
So join us at patreon.com/superherostuffpod. We are $100 short of our goal of $300 a month. Join the Patreon and help out, and if we reach $300 a month, we will celebrate by covering Superman Lives on the main show.
And we'll dive right on in of those tight red Speedos. And if we reach $500 a month, I'll be donning the Nick Cage Superman suit. Red tighties at all, everybody.
You can check out Batman Forever, Night of the Reaper as well, an audio adaptation of the classic Denny O'Neil and Neil Adams story that's narrated by Val Kilmer's Batman and written by yours truly, taking place a year after Batman Forever. You can also check out the preview for my comic Alter Ego on my website, as well as my short story, Shortcut to Happily Ever After, at Metaphoricist Magazine.
And as of when this gets released, the first episode of Season 2 of Gaming Gaiden, my gaming podcast, retro gaming podcast, will have been released. We have now officially started releasing Season 2, everyone. Took a while, but we're finally there. So please check that out. Weekly releases on Tuesdays for 10 weeks straight, everyone. So the first one is already out. Please check that out. And my movie that I'm still working on, the campaign video, the pitch video, is on YouTube. And it is also at metalforce.ninja.com. Essentially, if you want to mix up in a big old salad bowl, Power Rangers, X-Files, Stranger Things, you know, a bloody anime from the 90s, stuff like that. That's where you get Metal Force. And so please check that out. The footage you're seeing right now on the video is from the campaign video that we shot. And so yeah, please check that out.
Thanks for watching. And as usual, tell all your friends about us.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.